Songs from the Void. A Dream SMP fanfiction written by From Janna and read by Fenzin Marshes. With the additional tags, Crack Taken Seriously, Resurrected Wilbur Soot, and Wilbur Soot's Music. Summary. Wilbur, resurrected, keeps hearing messages from the Void. This would be more problematic if they weren't things like, but he's in your bed and I'm in your Twitch chat, and she's beauty, she's grace. Or, resurrected Wilbur keeps hearing CC Wilbur's meme songs. That's it, that's literally it. Wilbur's back and it's really, really fucking weird. He hasn't broken Dream out of jail, thank God. Tommy hasn't seen him around much at all, really. A very good thing. 1 month and 18 days had been enough, thank you very much. He's been a bit strange, and it isn't just the whole having returned from the dead thing. Whenever Tommy does occasionally see Wilbur, he's writing away in some small notebook. Tommy hopes it's not memory problems, which seem to be spreading like a plague these days. Even though Wilbur hadn't broken Dream out, Tommy's still concerned. There's still the threat of Technoblade, and Wilbur has been up north an awful lot. Yeah, sure, there's Phil who also happens to be his dad, and they probably had to talk out their problems or some shit. But there's also Technoblade who owes Dream a favour, which is decidedly not Poggers. Tommy resolves to find out what exactly Wilbur's writing in that notebook. Surely there are some evil secrets in there. He manages to suss out an opportunity when he finds Wilbur atop his watchtower, the one that overlooks the prison. It's dark, just past sunset, and the sky all deep bluish purple, like a bruise, its tapestry interrupted only by pinpricks of starlight and the nearly full moon. Wilbur is, unsurprisingly, scrawling away in his notebook. Tommy sits tentatively next to him, burying down a burst of anxiety. In the dark, with only the sound of a breeze riffling around the trees below them and Wilbur's pen scratching, filling up the quiet, it's a little too similar to the Void for Tommy's taste, even if his memories of the place are convoluted and hazy. He does remember the sound of papers and Wilbur writing, reading out calculations for events that Tommy didn't understand, shit like the heat death of the universe and, I really wish that you would just fucking listen to me for once, bro. You see, I know things. I see it all here in the Void, all tangled threads, but we could unweave them, Toms, you and me, together, just us and all the secrets of the world. Wouldn't that be lovely? Tommy exhales loudly, without meaning to, the air pushing straight out of his lungs like they're latex balloons. Wilbur straightens, casting him a glance. The moonlight catches on the silver that has shot through the curls of his fringe, more sparse than the streak of white that runs through Tommy's own overgrown hair. More stark, too, against the brown as opposed to blonde. He is a bit like the night sky itself, perhaps. What? Tommy says, swallowing. Shaky breaths, replies Wilbur, a bit clipped, though nearly soft around the edges. What are you doing here? Well, says Tommy, forcing some cockiness into his tone. You're on my tower, dickhead. Am I now? Wilbur mutters, looking back at his notebook. There's some tension in his posture. Explains why it's shit. Shut up, groans Tommy, reaching over and shoving his brother on some instinct. Canes, maybe, because Wilbur nearly slips off the edge of the tower. Tommy freezes in place for just a moment as Wilbur rights himself. The younger boy clears his throat. He had not been scared for a second there. Anyway, honestly, everything would probably be better off with Wilbur dead again. The thought strikes an odd chord in him, like his finger slipped onto a piano's black key, bringing his feelings from major to minor. Everything probably would be better if Wilbur got his ass sent back to the Void where he belongs. So why does the thought make Tommy taste something so bitter in his mouth? What do you write so much anyway? Asks Tommy, his voice a bit too rough. Wilbur sighs shortly, thin lips twisting wryly. Well, he says, tone getting comically upbeat. I've been hearing things. Tommy stills again. He hadn't even been aware that he had been moving at all, but he had been tapping away at his leg. What? That's right, Toms. Tommy flinches at the nickname. Wilbur smiles now, moonlight catching on the just too sharp edge of his canines. I'm going off the deep end again. What? Tommy licks his lips and lets out another tremulous breath. He knows that Wilbur's baiting him. He knows it, and he refuses to get all caught up in it. What do you hear? Wilbur clicks the end of the pen that he is holding repeatedly in thought. Click, 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 like the ticking of a clock running out of time. Sometimes it's horrible, he says vaguely, eyes going unfocused as he looks off into the distance at nothing in particular. Mostly I don't understand it. Like? Wilbur pauses for the barest moment and then shoves his notebook forward. But he's in your bed and I'm in your Twitch chat, reads off Tommy, eyebrows furrowing together. I've got the key and he's just a doormat. And even though he's got social skills, it doesn't mean that I can't pay the bills. Anyway, make the most of it, because she moves on pretty bloody quick. Wilbur finishes for him, weirdly sing-songy. Your new boyfriend's an asshole. And then, under his breath, woo. What the actual shit? Tommy remarks, and there's some kind of hysterical laugh bubbling up in the back of his throat. There's still some primitive fear in him, but it's ebbing away in the favor of something that could be amusement. What does that mean? I don't know, cries out Wilbur, a hand tearing at his already mussed hair. I have no fucking clue what a Twitch chat is, and there's more. She flips to another page for Tommy, random sentences scrawled. And it's not an Ahigao hoodie, it's a work of art. She's beauty, she's grace, she has a profile picture of an anime girl's face. My Twitter feed's like my brain because I have it on dark mode. What the fuck is a... Tommy picks one of the nonsensical statements at random. Twitter? Isn't that what birds do? I have no fucking clue, man. Wilbur exclaims, and he does sound well and truly lost. I would have probably deleted whatever that was and only randomly reappeared on it to tweet out that I am going live on the Origins SMP on April Fool's Day. What? What? Suddenly, the topic is dropped to never be brought up again. So you're... Tommy taps the hastily written words in contemplation, abruptly remembering that, oh, yeah, Wilbur's hearing things, and the last time he went a bit off in the head, he blew up a country. Hearing these things? How? It's not... Well, it's the void, right? Obviously. Wilbur's tone has gone matter of fact, and Tommy nearly flinches. Yeah, well, I'm not hearing shit, he says, rather than vocalizing his immediate response of, oh, fuck, no, not again, please, I can't handle you like that again. So why you? Something flashes over Wilbur's face, quick and bracing like lightning. He doesn't respond, and Tommy feels another seed of fear plant itself into the hollow of his stomach. They're songs, I think, he muses aloud instead. I jotted down some bits of music. Wilbur has always been like this, cavilling and equivocating anything he doesn't want to explain. But Tommy realises that he wants this out, that maybe the truth isn't one that he wants to hear. Sometimes it's horrible. An unbidden shiver goes down his spine at the memory of the words. Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to know. Yeah? He asks instead. Mm-hmm, hums Wilbur, paging through his book to some others, both with chords written out and little treble staffs with quarter and half notes strewn about them. That, I know, I think I know how they're supposed to sound. I can hear bits, like that one, right? That's meant to go with the first one you read, the Twitch chat one. After that part, it's It's an E chord, I'm pretty sure. Over and over. Right, yeah, I worked out the strumming pattern somewhere. So this is what you've been writing all the time? Tommy queries incredulously. Song lyrics and music shit? Wilbur looks up, a touch sheepishly. Nearly all that fear is gone from Tommy. Now he just feels like laughing at his nerdy older brother. I mean, it's not just that, he mutters. But it's fucking stuck in my head, bro. Tommy can't help it. He laughs loudly, the noise ringing out over the SMP as Wilbur rolls his eyes. Prick. They sit like that for a moment longer, Tommy looking over the various notes in the notebook, bits about chords and riffs and matching up lyrics to the songs they belong in. I think I have your guitar somewhere, he finds himself saying. Do you want me to get it? You could maybe try, try to play a few of the songs or something. Wilbur watches him carefully, but there's a spark of something bright in the heavy, tired brown of his eyes. Yeah? Yeah. Jam session with songs from the void, muses Wilbur, half to himself, a slow smile spreading across his face. You know what? Why not? Let's do it. Tommy feels himself smiling back. Cool, I'll go get it. And he does, and Wilbur sings the weird-ass songs loudly late into the night, and it's nice. Tommy thinks that he might be well and properly enjoying himself for the first time in ages, with songs from the fucking void. Who would have thought? Maybe, Tommy thinks, as his older brother sings about being a window to another world, headbanging along aggressively. It's okay if Wilbur sticks around. The end. Thank you for listening. I'm going to just ramble for a few minutes or something. I don't know. I recorded this for the fucking wavelength challenge because, number one, crack treated seriously is my favorite. I think I've written, maybe not more for that than anything else, but a hell of a fucking lot. And also just fourth wall breaky stuff is my favourite thing. I really like it. And then I too have had many of these songs stuck in my head for for a very long time. Like, I wanted to listen to Softboy so bad, even though it got scrapped, that I fucking edited together two live performances and one 47-second clip of about backing track feet fills a Minecraft reacting to it. Where the fuck is it? Here we go, we've got like, but yeah, I don't know, I just, this fic is my jam. Also Jana from Jana, my beloved, wrote it. That's a weird fucking, we met through our character Wilbur Hot Takes and then discovered that their significant other was an old friend of mine, which was very amusing. Small world, or maybe we're all, I don't know. Anyway, this fic is one of my favourites, and it feels very much like me, and I love it very much. Thank you for listening to me just talk random shit.